The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. And speaking of decisions, everybody made theirs.
That's
yesterday,
right.
And the early voters before that. And a lot of people said it wouldn't happen, but we have a new president-elect that is not Hillary Clinton. It is Donald Trump. And lots of other people swept to victory. I think it's interesting that we now will have a Republican president and both houses of Congress.
Yeah, we'll see if they get some things done. We'll see if they can get some good economic growth going and some job growth. And
that would be good. We'd all like that.
Yes, that would.
No matter which party you're in.
That's right.
So congratulations to all of our winners, and you know what? I think that congratulations to all of us, because people came out in droves. I think that is the really, really other important upshot of this whole thing, is that we got out and voted.
Yeah, that's why if you voted, you can talk. If you didn't vote, keep your mouth shut.
You can gripe up privately, but
yeah, not publicly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all done. So now everything's got to be coming out in the wash, right? I mean, what does it really mean? We're going to go over a little bit of what reactions have been in the markets here and around the world.
Yeah, you gotta let some things settle here. Right, last night I was watching the news. I stayed up way too late, but
yeah, I did too.
But it's once every 4 years, so it's not. But they were talking about the futures down 800 points and 700 points.
Oh yeah, the market futures, European markets slid downward, and then U.S. futures for the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and they were down 100. What was it? The S&P futures were down like 800. No, the Dow futures were down 800 points at one point. And this morning, after about an hour of trading or less, where are we?
Right. Well, we just went from up 1.3 points to down 4 points. Now we're down. So it's flat.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
So after predictions of doom and gloom, we're just kind of sitting on idle. And I think that's, you know, we're going to have some bumps always, but it's going to be, my view of it is that the U.S. just did its own Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
We just said, okay, we need to do some things differently here. It'll be fascinating to watch what happens on down the line. In the meantime, there is going to be some volatility. There's going to be a lot of people not knowing what to do, so they bail out because it's unknown. And then prices go all over the place. Some impacts are happening in, for instance, the energy sector and some others. We'll talk about those. And what should you do?
Mm-hmm. What should your strategy be? Do you need to change it now?
Yeah, exactly. So what kind of moves do you need to start considering, thinking about? Should you be doing something, et cetera, et cetera? We'll take a look at all that when we come back from this break. You got a question right now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 1-800-259-7879. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is right next to me here in the studio. And, of course, Craig, playing the hits on the way into the break. Call us now, 800-332-7879. We'll be right back.
It's time to recline and save on famous Lazy Boy quality at Schleider Furniture in Brenham. Schleider's has over 100 Lazy Boys in stock and ready to deliver. Genuine Lazy Boy recliners start as low as $349, with leather Lazy Boys as low as $699. Save hundreds with special pricing. We beat big city prices every day and deliver purchases of $500 free to 50 miles. Schleider Furniture has the best selection of Lazy Boy in Central Texas, including Lazy Boy power recliners, sleepers, and sofas. We do custom Lazy Boy orders with no extra charge, with hundreds of choices available. Visit Schleider Furniture in Brenham to save on Lazy Boy, with a huge selection at the best prices. We beat big city Lazy Boy gallery prices every day. Only at Schleider Furniture, the home of Lazy Boy in Brenham.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
We don't take long-term risks chasing after short-term gains. We think long-term. We always have. We always will. Some may say we're conservative. They're right. We are conservative. It's your money that's deposited with us. We have to be. That's one of the reasons we're consistently rated as a strong bank.
Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Searchers Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her services to your wants and needs. Whether you're a buyer or a seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
It's time to salute the veterans who fought to keep this country free. This Friday, tune in to KWHI for the broadcast of the Veterans Memorial Service held at the Fireman's Park in Brenham. KWHI will broadcast this memorial service at 11 a.m. on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th. The Veterans Memorial Service is brought to you by Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Brianna's Salad Dressing, Brenham LP Gas, Ziesmer's Body Shop, Citizen State Bank, Cruzy Village, and Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative.
Your friends at Fisher Tile and Floor Covering would like to salute all the men and women who served and are serving our country this Veterans Day. Fisher Tile and Floor Covering, located at 2221 South Market Street in Brenham, has many samples of quality carpets, flooring, and tile. Stop in to see them or call 979-836-5616 for the leader in carpet sales and installation. Fisher Tile and Floor Covering, 2221 South Market in Brenham, urges you to join them this Veterans Day in honoring our servicemen and women.
Once again, before we get to back to the Money Makeover Show, let's send him back to Blake standing by at the Brenham Nursing and Rehab.
That's right. Out here at the Brenham Nursing and Rehab, we love our troops event. We're out here taking donations. And Brenham Nursing and Rehab is at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham. Still looking for some Brenham businesses to come out here and make some big-time donations for us. You got till 11 a.m., and we're looking for, you know, just all sorts of items like beef jerky, bar soap, liquid, you know, personal items, snack items, just stuff that's good for a care package. And while you're here, you can go ahead and come out and spin that wagon wheel of prizes where every spin is a win. So come out here and see us. Like I said, we're here till 11 at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. It's the We Love Our Troops event on 400 East Sales Street. I'm Blake, broadcasting live from the KWHI Friendly Country Cruiser.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Alrighty, so if you dance to that music, You need to be coming in for your free review.
That's right.
Yes. Don't be frazzled by ups, downs, gyrations in the market. And we're going to have some volatility here because everybody's trying to figure out what it's going to mean to have
Trump as president.
Yeah, a guy who basically is pretty flamboyant and a business guy who makes deals. He makes deals.
And he gets things done. So that's what's, but it's unknown because he's never been in office before.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've always said, the markets don't like the unknown.
No, they don't like uncertainty. And so we'll have to see what really happens. But I think some of the things are fairly evident this morning after being the Dow futures and markets around the world. Oh, my gosh, down hundreds of points and all that this morning. We're pretty much flat. We came back up hundreds of points.
Yeah, so, we're up or down. It's running right about even.
So what's winning right now? Well, solar and wind energy companies like that, down.
They're hurting a little bit. Can you figure out why?
They're pulling down the energy sector as a whole, but some of the major oil companies are back up. Healthcare is kind of in limbo. We've got some stocks that are way up.
Yep.
And then others that are lagging because they're not sure what their money source is going to be.
Yeah, see, Trump has said that he was going to, one of his first 100-day deals was to repeal Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Well, that changes the whole landscape now after 2 years of getting ready for that and things are changing so that the healthcare companies don't know. And so that brings it down because do you want to invest in a company where you don't know the sector's going to be good, bad, change? Don't know. So that drives the price downward.
Yep.
They may not go out of business. They may go out. You don't know.
Yep.
But that's the risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
What are you willing to invest your money in? So that sector is in limbo right now.
Also, the construction industry, and this includes big public project construction, any kind of big jobs out there, whether government-sponsored or private sector, I mean, big, big companies involved in that over the past several years have not been doing all that great, even though we were supposed to have shovel-ready
construction projects.
And some of that, you know, most of that hasn't happened. So now we've got companies like Caterpillar. We knew who that is, right? They're up. They're up pretty big. They're up, what, $10 this morning or something? I'm not saying, by the way, you need to go and buy something or whatever, but I'm just saying, just as a sort of thermometer or gauge of what's going on, what's benefiting, what's not, so far in the early going.
That's what's hard to try and time the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Caterpillar's up $5 a share.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big jump. And it's because they people, investors, are anticipating there'll be more construction, more jobs out there under the new administration. So we don't know how it's all going to shake out. And so timing the market or timing that's tough. You know, coming in, we've got two sets of people coming in today that are going to review mm-hmm. what they're doing. They just happen to pick today after the election, and one, we're going to change some things and go a little bit more conservative, and because of the age factor,
yes,
they're getting up to where they're
getting older, and they're going to have to look at starting to take those required minimum distributions from their qualified money, their 401k IRA
right.
money.
So that one we want to lock in a little bit better
mm-hmm.
because we know we're going to have to take some money there. We don't want the market to drop 10 or 15% and still have to take the same dollar amount out.
Right.
So, but that's an adjustment, and that's
what we do.
Yeah. That family's got their plan down, and now we're coming in to make
yes.
an adjustment because of the age changing. Their life is changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other couple that's coming in, they come in every year because they're retired, and, okay, how's our income doing? Do we need to make any adjustments? Do we need to fix anything?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go over that. But those are two examples of where those couples have come in. We've got the strategy together, and then we get together with them when things change in their life.
Sure.
And so that that's why the election right now, all that stuff that Trump was talking about, things that he's going to do, he had, if you listen to any of his speeches, he says first 100 days he's going to do several different things. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen overnight. You know, today is, it's not even 12 hours yet.
He's probably trying to catch a little sleep before he's going to be out there gabbing a whole bunch with people.
See, mm-hmm. But there again, he's had the experience of running large businesses, which it's a little bit different than a large government in the fact that you can't fire people so quickly in a large government.
I bet you anything, though, we're going to see. It'll be like his TV show. There are going to be some heads rolling in some departments here, and that always happens with a new administration. So it'll be interesting to watch it. But it is also interesting to note that, yes, there was volatility. Yes, there will be volatility. We're all trying to figure out what's going to happen. So it makes it even more important for you to say, okay, I'm going to put some strategies in place. I need a little help with this. Don't just pull the lever and say, okay, I'm out. I'm going to stay out and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Interest rates still are stinky. So if you think you're going to retire off of or live off of the 0.25% or less than a half percent, whatever it is, on bank accounts or something like that, that's not really a good strategy either, because you will lose money just due to
inflation.
Inflation
and the interest rate's not going up, and you're still drawing out X amount of dollars because your bills to taxes never seem to go down. Real estate taxes.
What is that? Yeah.
You know, and then the cost of gasoline, that came down, but the cost of food, all these things don't tend to stay down. It's just a normal course of events. The inflation comes in and they rise. Mm-hmm. So 5 years from now, that if you got a fixed income coming in, your dollar won't be buying quite as much. So you need to take that into effect. And that's why you come in for your strategy.
Yeah, when you say things like, well, I just don't want to see my money go down, you're not looking at it right there every day fluctuating. What you're going to see is the fact that when you go to the grocery store and you need to pull money out of your account to go and pay your bills and go to the grocery store, you're going to have less money in there because it is being whittled away.
Or the one that just,
a little bit at a time, because you're not keeping up with the cost of what you're buying.
Just talking with somebody, they were thinking about buying a new car, and it was like $50,000. I thought, what? $50,000?
Wow.
Well, the car used to cost about $30,000 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That particular model and brand or whatever. And I, holy
cow. If you get one of these big SUVs with a bunch of stuff on it, you're easily at $50,000.
Yeah. And so there again, what changes here? How do you make some changes, and how do you adjust for that? Because a lot of people, when you get up into your late 60s or in retirement, one of the biggest fears is you don't want to run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to run out of money.
So things can be done to help with that, and we're going to talk about some of those kind of things when we come back in a couple minutes from the break here. But even those of you who didn't have your candidate or candidates win last night, you know, there's always, tomorrow is another day. We are on tomorrow now, right? And make it a point to do better and find out more about what you can do with your own situation.
Yeah, because things change. You get older, and when you get older, different things come about. I was just looking here at the open enrollment for Medicare started now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can change your Medicare plan if you want, or sign up. You know, it's open enrollment, is you can change Medicare plans without questions.
And if you're already in that bracket, that age group, you're getting about a million things in the mail every day. This plan, that plan, change over to us. Your drug plan.
Yeah, the drug plan.
All that stuff.
There's a lot of movement going on. You were reading an article this morning. And I, my wife's on the TRS care plan, and they're apparently put a big move on to change the drug supplier to mail order versus going to the pharmacy. And I thought, wow, they're really putting a strong arm, because if you don't go through the mail order and you go through the pharmacy, it's $10 more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like things are changing all the time.
Well, you know, and the other thing is there's a big story out this morning about CVS drug chain. They just lost a whopping amount. We're talking tens of millions of dollars worth of prescription business because Walgreens outmaneuvered them on getting an exclusive contract with some drug companies and providers. So you never know what's going to be playing.
Yeah, it just you got to keep up on it because from year to year to year, it's not the same. I know when you retire, it's like, okay, I like that check coming in. I know my, you know, here's my prescription drugs and here's my medical. And all of a sudden, your doctor drops out of that system.
Yeah.
Or they change or they remove them because they go to a different system. And your drug, like we're just talking about, goes to mail order versus going down to your local grocery store or a local pharmacy. And it just, it's very unsettling because you don't want that kind of stuff. You want to be able to go enjoy your grandkids or your spouse or your kids. And you don't have to worry about, okay, what drug plan do I use? And do I need to change my Medicare plan? And that just makes it difficult.
So many things, Adam, don't they? But if you have a strategy and you get yourself lined up, all your ducks in a row, and you put some protection into the mix as well, we're going to talk about protection. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I think it's very important, or Monday. Very important for you to understand that there are things out there that you can do to put up underneath that money you've worked so hard to save.
Give you some help in case the markets go down.
Absolutely. So no time like the present before we get into the big holiday period to come by for that free review. We're going to tell you how you can do it. If you've got questions right now, though, we're sitting here looking stuff over during the break. So we'd love to take your phone call. When we come back, I'll give you our office phone number. But for now, our Call Us Now number, and you will talk with us one-on-one in private while the commercials are playing. Here is that number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now. We're here waiting for you on the Money Makeover Show.
Look like nothing's gonna change.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
Hi, this is Randy Wells.
And this is JB.
And Jamie Royer of Royer's Cafe and Roundtop. We're excited to invite you to join us to the Faith Mission Candlelit Christmas Gala Thursday, November 10th at Silver Wings Ballroom.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Please join us for food, fun, and fellowship. This year's theme is The Children, Our Legacy. Please contact us at 979-830-1488 for corporate, church, or individual ticket information.
Thank you for your support of Faith Mission. Local people, local solutions.
Are you not sure if you want to get your child's ear pierced at the big box store? Merle Norman Cosmetics is offering an alternative. They offer ear piercing for children and adults starting at age 6 weeks. Babies must be at least 6 weeks old and weigh at least 14 pounds. Plus, piercing is free with the purchase of a pair of earrings. And they offer a variety of quality earrings to choose from. Make your appointment today by calling Merle Norman Spa and Wigs at 979-836-2663 or visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
It's Burton Panther playoff football Thursday night on KWHI.
In the bye district round of the Region 4 2A Division 2 playoffs, the Panthers square off with the Lakey Eagles. Kickoff in Johnson City set for 7:30. 7 o'clock pregame, Thursday night on your voice for Burton Panther playoff football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
Let's get to send it back to Brenham Nursing and Rehab with Blake and the Wagon Wheel of Prizes.
That's right. I'm out at Brenham Nursing and Rehab, 400 East Sales Street. With that Wagon Wheel of Prizes, all you got to do is come up here and give it a spin, and every time you win, we are out here collecting items to send off to our men and women overseas. And we're looking for items such as, you know, coffee, like 1 pound bags, ground or bean, Starbucks, K-cups, etc., emergency drink mix, meat pouches, beef jerky, granola bars, peanut butter, hot chocolate, gum. And of course, we also have, you know, female troops who could, you know, use stuff like Q-tips, bobby pins, hairbrush, moisture shampoo, moisture conditioner, body lotion, things of that nature. And if you're thinking, well, I just don't have the time to maybe go out and get some of those items, you know, we've got a drive-through set up. We got the fire department and the EMTs out here, and they are running back and forth from cars, grabbing donations, stuff like that. And monetary donations work, too. They can go out there, and they can purchase some of the items that we're looking for, some of the items that we haven't received yet. So sometimes monetary donations work out even better a little bit. But like I said, we're taking anything that we can get that we can put in a care package for our men and women overseas. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and I know that the weather's a little dreary out there, but like I said, you don't even have to get out of your car. We got the EMT and the firefighters out here, and they're able to run out to your car, just grab everything straight out of that. And so really, we can make it pretty easy on you. And if you're at work right now, you know, it'd be really easy for you to go around to some of your coworkers, say, hey, you know, you want to chip in a couple of bucks, go out there, make a monetary donation, get your business a free shout out. Because like I said, if I'm here and I see, well, your business come up and say, hey, this is a donation from that, we're absolutely going to give you credit on the air. And like I said, come out. People have been asking about these Texas Renaissance Fair tickets. We got those two on the Wagon Wheel of Prizes. So come on out here, make a donation, spin to win some Texas Renaissance Fair tickets. I'm Blake. We're out here till 11 taking donations, broadcasting live from the KWHI Friendly Country Cruiser.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. We've got an office in Central Texas in Brenham, downtown, Main Street, across from the courthouse. The other one's off of San Felipe on St. James Place in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria. So we see folks in both places. Mm-hmm. If you're a business person, a lot of times we go to your office. If you need to talk about some business strategies or succession planning or 401ks, that kind of stuff, glad to help you with that, too. I've been doing all this for a very long time and glad to be of service with all that. I think for business owners, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to their health care, which is a huge amount of their cost. So we'll be watching to see what happens with that. And for all of the rest of us, too, I don't know about you, but I had to go and look up a Affordable Care Act plan for myself.
Yeah, and we're trying to find something. Wow. Trying to find something for the group here, because there are a couple people that had individual policies in our firm, and the insurance company said, sorry, January 1st, we're done. We're not writing that policy anymore. You don't have any insurance, so you got to find something else.
And just, I'll tell you what, it was shocking. It's to see the price. I mean, yes, it costs more through your employer as well. But if you're out there, you know, as an independent contractor, mm-hmm. or you're self-employed or whatever, it's brutal.
It's heavy. What's getting to be a little attractive, there's two themes on that one. One is you use a network where you have to go to their doctors, their hospital, mm-hmm. or they don't pay.
Yeah.
But that keeps the cost way down. but you have to go to their doctors and their hospitals.
Yeah. And you may be somewhere where that isn't available, and then
correct.
What do you do, right?
Yeah, and the other one is the high-deductible HSA plans.
Mm-hmm.
Like your
health savings account.
Health savings account, and your deductible is like $6,000 mm-hmm. before the insurance company kicks in. But you, what the plus of that is, so you pay for any office visit or prescription drugs or whatever out of your pocket. But what what their claim to fame is, because you're on a network now, you get the reduced price. You don't pay the full retail price of what the doctor visit would be. You'd get a reduced cost, but you got to pay it out of your own checkbook.
But you're paying it with cheaper dollars because you get a tax deduction, like you've been putting that $6,000 into an IRA. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing.
Or even what we're
like
talking
same.
About, if you going in for an office visit and a checkup and you know it's going to be $150, you can put $150 in your HSA account. And now
it's
that
a bank account with like a little charge card.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. now that $150 gets deducted from your income for the year. So you save 10 or 15 or 20% just because you don't have to pay tax on that money, and you're going to spend it anyway on the doctor's visit.
Yeah, so again, different strategies. There are still ways to do things, but I don't know. You know, it's interesting that we're going to have a lot of things changing there,
yeah,
I think.
We need to get back to that investing part because mm-hmm. what... We're planners. We're financial planners, and it's not just investments that we talk about. Just like right now, we're talking about the medical plans and how you can use that to work for you. And but there's some things on investing, depending upon what you want to do, is there's some products out there because the companies, investment companies, insurance companies get feedback from people and what do you want. Right now in investing, a lot of people would like some help on the volatility in their investment accounts. They don't like it to go down 9 or 10% or 3%. So there's some products out there that say, okay, if the market goes down, if you put the money in and you leave it there for a year from now, if the market goes down 9%, you don't lose anything. Mm-hmm. You don't make anything for the year, but you don't lose anything. The upside to that is, or the other side of that is, there's nothing perfect, by the way, is, okay, they'll put a cap on how much you can earn on the upside. Mm-hmm. If you pick the S&P 500 index and that's up, you know, 5%, you get 5%. If it goes up 15%, you might only get 8% of that.
Right.
Because the company's got to make some money off of that. But, so the trade-off is, market goes down, you don't go down with it. After the 1 year or 3 year or 5 year, you take your pick on that anniversary date. And that's the key. It's in between time on paper, you can see it go up or down.
Right.
But it doesn't mean anything until you get to the anniversary date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find out whether you earn money or you go down. You have to go down more than 10% before you lose anything.
Yeah. So again, there are things to do that is not a really long-term commitment. It's not like you got to wait for it 5 years or 8 years or 10 years or something like that. It's not like a traditional longer annuity type of product. It is an annuity type of product, but it has escape valves on it.
It's got some downside
short-term
protection.
And that's all you're getting is the downside protection on it. And you'd still have access to your money.
That's different. Like you, Tony, we talked about that on Monday. Jamie and I both had two different clients that did two different those type of thing. That particular product we're just talking about, it's not guaranteed never to go down more. You could go down 30%, and they would only protect you on the first 10. So
mm-hmm.
you'd still be down 20. Now, there's another product out there that guarantees you that you never go backwards.
No, you never go down from what you put in.
Correct. And you don't know what you're going to earn because you have to look each year and they'll credit the interest to you. But you have to leave your money in there 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little different than the first one where you only need to leave it in there for a year. Or you could take it out any time, but you'd get a proportionate share of what it's worth. But if you waited a year, you could take it all out.
Yeah.
Whole lot of difference.
Very different, but it is a safety mechanism. It is a safety mm-hmm. valve that we employ we have quite a few people that we've done this for.
Right.
So again, there's more than one way to do things. I have someone else who's got a cash value life insurance policy that they've mm-hmm. had for a long time. And that thing pays 4.5%.
Yeah, that's the guaranteed rate because that's when they bought it.
Yeah, that's right. And they overfund that thing because that's like a little holding tank that they're making money on their money on.
Yeah, that works pretty well because, one, you can get to the money anytime you want mm-hmm. without penalty. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to take it at age 70 and a half.
Right.
And while it's any earnings that it makes while it's inside the life insurance is not taxed to you. So those are some good reasons. Now, one of the downsides of that one is when you put $100 into the account, there's usually a sales charge, like maybe 5%. So $95 goes into the cash account. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take you a year to get back the even. So it's more of a longer term. It's not a short-term savings area. You put money in, and 5, 10, 15 years from now or anywhere along the way, you got access to it. And you don't have to pay any tax on it.
Well, and see, there are so many different strategies. One of the things this particular couple likes is that they have some kids going into college, and that's not going to be counted on their FAFSA form.
That's right.
As an asset. So their kids might still get some scholarship money or financial aid money from the school. There are so many ways to do things. Knowledge is key. And that's what we work with right here.
Yeah, and that's why you work with the team, because it's a lot for one person to know. We know a lot of stuff between Tony and I, but it's, sometimes you don't think of it as at the time. But when you're meeting right. with both of us, oh, yeah, what about you can do this? What about that? Have you thought about this? Because everyone's situation is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So you just got to find the pieces that work good for you at this stage of your life.
Yeah, whatever that stage is.
Right.
So, again, you know, different ideas, different things work for different people. We're all different. Our needs are different. Some of us has kids. Some of us have kids ready for school, college. Some of us just had new kids,
mm-hmm.
right? So, again, where you are in your stages of life and what your needs are should dictate what you're doing financially, not markets up, markets down.
Yeah. Do I get in right now? Do I sell now? Do I buy now?
Yeah, because you're more than your stocks or bonds or mutual funds, your 401k, mm-hmm. your 403b, your IRA, all that stuff. You're more than that. You are you and your family and what you care about and what matters to you. And that's the essence of planning. How do you make what really matters to you and what's really important to you, how do you make that better and work as best it mm-hmm. as it possibly can?
First way you do that is come in for the free review and get started on your strategy.
Now, sometimes in 10 minutes, believe it or not, I mean, the eyes have opened and they mm-hmm. go, wow, I didn't know we could do that. Yeah. Also, we'll talk about how we can help you with planning your Social Security. When should you take it? And what happens to you or your spouse if you take it this time or that time? How do you get the optimum amount of money out of Social Security, which you've been plugging money into probably for years? It's really important. We're going to talk about that when we come right back. In the meantime, get ready to take some Social Security distribution. You getting ready to go and sign up? You need to be calling us. You getting ready to sign up for Medicare? Need to be calling us. Here's our number to call us right this minute. Again, I'll give you our office phone number when we get back. Here's our number to call us right this minute, though, if you got a question. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We're here for you right now on the Money Makeover Show.
Okay, so October's history. I'm already hearing turkeys gobble, and Black Friday sales are ahead. Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliance. You'll be happy to know you won't have to pitch a tent on Thanksgiving night to get the absolute best appliance deals at Buddy's Appliance. Buddy's has broken out of the mold, is setting new standards with Black Friday pricing on every weekday that ends in Y in November. You heard right, Monday, well, that ends in Y, Black Friday pricing. Tuesday ends in Y, Black Friday pricing. You get the picture. Buddy's is giving you the absolute best prices on washers, dryers, and refrigerators, and more every weekday that ends in Y all November. Buddy's Appliance. Top name brands, rock bottom prices, plus service after the sale no one can beat. And now, Black Friday pricing every Monday through Friday in November. That's Buddy's Appliance, 3815 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, 2312 South Market Street in Brenham.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
Thanksgiving is almost here. It's the time of the year we look forward to spending time with family and friends. We should also reflect on all the things we are thankful for in our lives. So as you prepare for this season, let Nathan's Barbecue help you with your Thanksgiving meal. Nathan's Barbecue can bake, smoke, or fry your turkey, and there's three sizes available. We have our famous cornbread dressing, and our sweet potato casserole is a big favorite. So whether you need help with part of the meal or the entire meal, call Nathan's Barbecue for pricing. So plan now and call us at 251-9900.
Deadline for ordering turkeys is Sunday, November 20th.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Nathan's Barbecue.
Remember 2 years ago when the city of Brenham was taking donations to raise funds for a new pet adoption center? Well, it's all done, and now you're invited to come to their open house showcasing their new home on Sunday, November 13th at 1804 Longwood Drive from 2 till 4. Looking for a new forever family member? The open house will be a great opportunity to meet and greet some of the sweetest four-legged best friends ever. Shelter staff will be available to provide tours, answer questions, and maybe even help you pick out a new pet. Puppies and dogs, kittens and cats, there's a perfect pet for your family. The city would like to thank all the amazing donors that helped make this new pet adoption center possible and the wonderful people at Country Boys Sausage for donating refreshments for the open house event. Don't forget and be sure to attend the open house at the new Brenham Pet Adoption Center located at 1804 Longwood Drive on Sunday, November 13th from 2 till 4. All the residents will be excited to see you.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury, and this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Once again, today, a couple of minutes in front of 10 o'clock this morning. We'll send it back out to Brenham Nursing and Rehab with Blake and all the fun stuff that are going on.
That's right. At Brenham Nursing and Rehab, 400 East Sale, it's the We Love Our Troops event going on. Just got a monetary donation just driven up by employee of Blue Bonnet Electric. Got another donation item. Got a whole bunch of bags coming out here. And like I said, you don't even have to get out of your car. We got the Brenham Fire Department and we got the Brenham EMTs out here. And they are running out to cars, grabbing stuff. And like I said, we take monetary donations. We take other donations. I'm here with Carol. Carol, what all are we looking for as far as physical donations?
They could use coffee, like the K-cups or one-pound ground bags, pocket-sized snacks, peanut butter, microwave popcorn, AA and AAA batteries, deodorant sticks, Q-tips, foot powder, hand warmers, Ziploc bags, Sudoku puzzle books, just all kinds of stuff. And a big thanks to Washington County EMS and the Brenham Fire Department for helping us out today.
Right, they have been a big help here, especially on what's been a drizzly day. They've been the ones out running to and from the cars and getting dirty for a fantastic cause of supporting our troops. They're over there supporting us in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all overseas, and we're just trying to do what we can to support them on our end for all that they do for us. Going to be here till 11 o'clock in the morning, so there's still plenty of time to come out. And like I said, you know, like the woman who came in from Blue Bonnet Electric, you know, get together with some of your coworkers. Say, hey, you know, let's all throw some money together. We'll send one of us down here and say, hey, this is such and such from this place, and we just wanted to, you know, go ahead and donate some money. And if you can't get cash, you know, you can also take a personal check, just make it payable to Operation Military Embrace or OME. We will take personal checks. We will take cash. We will also take any of those items on the list. And like I said, we're looking to get this stuff to support the troops who are overseas. We want to support them over here like they're supporting us right over there. So got an hour, a little over an hour left. So come on by, make that donation. I'm Blake, broadcasting live from Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center's We Love Our Troops event from the KWHI Friendly Country Cruiser.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, indeed. Another edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. Drawn to a close for today. We will be back with you next week.
Next Monday.
Monday. And by the way, if you've got questions or something in between, don't have time to get on the phone or call us at the office, you can always shoot us an email question through our website, which is
moneymakeoverteam.com, just like the name of the show, moneymakeoverteam.com. Click on the email button and send us an email, and we'll get back to you. Also, if you got to get out of the car and you want to listen, you could click on the Listen Live button so you could listen on your computer. I know we have a lot of people doing that around Central Texas because mm-hmm. you usually don't sit in your car the whole time for an hour.
Yeah, very true. So got you covered on those things. Also, if you want to call us at the office, give us a couple minutes to get over there after the program here. But Sharon is there right now. She'll be glad to take your call. If you've got questions, you want to come in for that free review, whatever you want to do, great. Love to have you. If you'd like to at least get a handle on where you are now on things, bring your statements. Just come in and have a chat. Talk about what's on your mind. Great. We love to meet you. And there is no obligation and no cost. It is a free review. And that office phone number, as I mentioned, I would give, and I'm going to give it again to 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, one of the things we're doing with a lot of folks that come in, Doug, is they want to know, shall I take my Social Security now? Shall I wait?
Mm-hmm.
What are the implications for me or for my spouse? Or maybe I've got kids or grandkids that have, you know, that might be able to get benefits. Can they get benefits? What happens? All of this. There are so many variables about something that seems so simple, and we can help you with this.
Yeah, the first thing is Medicare and Social Security are not the same thing. They're not the same
thing. And they're not the same sign-up times.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, but on Social Security, you can take, if you have your 40 quarters in, and I don't need to go over that one at the moment, but if you have your 40 quarters in, you can take a reduced benefit at age 62. You can start drawing your Social Security benefit. That sounds.
But what happens to your benefit, though, the amount of it, if you do that?
It's 25% less than what your normal benefit would be.
And you take that haircut forever.
Forever. That's correct.
You will always get 25% less than you would have gotten had you waited till full retirement age, which for many of us is age 66 now.
See, and the other part of that is, okay, so you take your Social Security at 62 and you decide at 63 or 64 to go back to work. If you earn more than $15,720 a year, you start losing your Social Security check.
Well, you lose chunks out of it.
Yeah, it's $2 for every $1 of benefit above the $15,700.
Ow!
So that's why you got to be sure you really, really want to do that.
Yeah, if you really have to do it, that's another situation.
Correct.
That's different. But if you don't have to do it, remember, 25% loss forever and ever on what you would have gotten had you waited till 66. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up by 6.25% every year. So you're 25%-ish all the way up in loss all the way up to 66. And then when you get to 66, you've got another decision to make. Shall you take it then or should you wait?
Because at 66, you can have unlimited earnings and still draw your Social Security benefit.
And your balance, your payment will go up by 8% a year to you all the way up to age 70 now. So what are the pros and cons? What's the best time? We actually figured it out in dollars and cents for you. Please come by for that free review. We're going to put that out there, offer that to you. If you want to give us your actual numbers that you get from Social Security, we have to have those on what your benefits projected to be. But we can actually roadmap you on when you should take your Social Security. It's important for you. If you're married, it's important for your spouse in more ways than one.
Yeah, give us a call, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.